I get it, you're joking. Well, I've got a sense of humor. I laugh at Tony Danza. Of course, if you aren't joking, I feel bad and I apologize.
I laugh at Tony Danza.
All right, that's it.
You know what I'm going to talk about, right?
I do. Well, thank you, but that information is absolutely useless.
Greatest video.
They go together like porno books and diced cheese. Mm-hmm. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Normally we'll tell you to go to our website for the link. We don't have the link up yet. Tony Danza, who was a guest on our show one time, has an Ellen DeGeneres type talk show. Uh-huh. And he was out filming a segment with, I think, Rusty Wallace from NASCAR.
Yeah.
Where they were racing these little go-karts. And
it was too funny.
He really cracked up. I mean,
he rolled it.
The thing rolled. He did not have a helmet on.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's a great video, Buzz.
Incredible. I don't know. Now, how banged up was
he? He's fine.
He is?
He's fine. He walked away from it.
He's Danza. A klutz. Didn't he have an accident rollerblading, too? I mean, this guy, I mean, in addition to being marvelously talented with a great cabaret act, he's a klutz.
He is. It's funny.
It's great that at first the TV stations were showing it and saying, actor Tony Danza had quite a disturbing moment today.
Right.
Please don't be offended by these scenes. But then the more that they played it and they played it, then like towards the end of the newscast or whatever show it was, the Today Show, by the end of the show, they're like, hey, did you see the tape of that guy?
It was impossible not to laugh at, just because it's Tony Danza. You see him coming around this corner in this red go-kart, and he just rolls the thing over these tires.
Wow. So we don't have that for you on the website today. I'm sorry. We also don't have our pictures of Tara Reid at the Kentucky Derby. We've got a problem getting these things because they're not from one of our usual services that we use to get pictures. I got the story but no picture. Tara Reid was at the Kentucky Derby this weekend. She was drunk. Oh, first, before she got drunk, they wouldn't let her in because she didn't have the proper pass.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So she actually did the whole don't you know who I am thing and then got the people screaming, let Tara in.
Okay.
Let Tara in. So she got inside, and then she downed, now the report says, 8 Great Goose martinis.
All right.
In a 90-minute period.
And she's a little bit of a thing.
And this is, and I imagine her periods only last about 90 minutes. She's so delicate. Her Daisy, Tara Reid's Daisy. She was trying to pick up.
It's an orchid.
She was trying to pick up Usher. Mm-hmm. And he wouldn't have anything to do with her and a bunch of celebrities. And anyway, the picture that we have of her that we can't put up on the website yet because we don't know where it came from. We're not sure if it's true or not. The story describes her dirty dress.
like from a fall.
Well, they're speculating that it's a combination of being drunk, falling on the ground, but also there was the essence of vomit, and also there's the thought that maybe she had an Axodent.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah. So we've got a picture. I don't know if we can put it up on the website, because I don't know if it's Photoshopped.
Right.
But this is a relatively true story. Where did I get this from? MSNBC.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Also at the Kentucky Derby, let's see, that guy from Lost was there.
Mm-hmm.
That guy Matthew Fox was there.
Apparently, you know, when you see the Kentucky Derby, it has this image of the big hats and the sundresses and kind of a old southern gentleman look to it. And it's really a drink-a-thon, like all these horse races are.
So besides the Tara Reid stuff, here's other stuff that's being reported. That Matthew Fox, the guy from Lost, he sprayed bottles of champagne all over the celebs and was so drunk he fell in the pool. Tori Spelling splashed her hands in the chocolate fondue fountain. And Rebecca Romijn and Jerry O'Connell and Rebecca Romijn would not stop making out.
Jerry O'Connell.
Oh, and let's see. Kid Rock showed up with two chicks, one white, one black. They had sex.
Oh, really?
That's always a bonus.
Very exciting.
The weird thing at Churchill Downs, it's not classy like at the infield at the Preakness. There's a lot of drinking.
Oh, my God. I made the mistake one year when I lived in Laurel, Maryland, which is where another racetrack is.
Right?
Beautiful.
You lived right off 198, didn't you?
Yes, 197, the Willow Lake apartment.
197.
And one morning when I was doing a morning show, I got up early in the morning, and they were having these, it looked to me, like maybe it was a drug deal. And so this happened like it would happen three mornings a week, and I got up one morning and said, I'm going to be a sleuther. I'm going to write down a license plate. And I leaned over trying to casually back out of my parking space, and I look in the all of the these cars that were mostly Cadillacs that were pulled in there had muddied over the license plate. And I looked up from one, and a guy was staring right at me. And I thought I was going to die. It was a wonderful place to live. But I had a party there after the Preakness. It was the biggest mistake I ever had. All my friends had gone to the Preakness, and I had a party just that particular night. And you know what it's like when you're, you know, you prepare your apartment for a party, everybody's going to come over, and all of a sudden at 9:30, these people with stupid hats show up, and it's like,
I took Mrs. Spiewak once to the Preakness infield. We saw three people throw up from the car to the infield, and the best one, and I'll never forget this, to get to the infield, there's a tunnel, a concrete tunnel under the track, and for weird, and it just echoed that splatter.
I don't know how it is at the Kentucky Derby, but I know at the Preakness, that's the one in Baltimore,
right?
Where they start the coverage like at 8 in the morning on the TV stations, and it's the one day of the year that they don't care about drinking, and they don't care what the message is that they give out. It's like, I'm Sally Thurner in the infield, it's 8 o'clock in the morning, and say, those brews sure do look appetizing. And then they've got the drunk guy who's got the two beers and the hat on his head and those big funnel things that come down to the mouth.
One of the things at the Preakness is you wear goofy hats. It's a goofy hat day. It's kind of a mockery of the Kentucky Derby where they all wear their big hats. So about 10 of my friends had just hats on, and you know, to see people that are already loaded with the jester hats on, it's a great day. I can't wait to go this year.
Don and Mike, hello.
You're performing. Hi,
hello, hi there.
I just want to let you know that Rob was right about Tony Danza being a big clutch. He saw some stilts in an episode a few weeks back.
That's great.
Oh, and Rob would be a Gentile lover.
What's that?
A what? Rob would be a what?
A Gentile lover.
A Gentile lover.
Right. Thank you.
We're still playing the G game from before. Hello,
lady.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm confused. So the guy was able to get off the island from Lost to go to the Kentucky Derby?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right, sir.
It's a miracle.
That's right.
Is that going to be an episode?
Bob Denver was there also.
You know, and I say to people about that show, I'm Lost, and they think I'm making a joke. But I'm doing like an hilarious way. I'm lost because I have never seen.
I watched the initial episode and I never stayed with it. And I'm bummed out that I didn't.
Yeah. Mike, I don't know if you've heard this about Robert Blake. You know, there's been all the stories that he had, like, I don't know, $25 million before this whole thing with that girl that he shot so bad, that he liked so bad at the restaurant he liked so bad.
Oh, brother.
And now he's down to $125,000. And he's being sued in a civil court, and he was deposed yesterday, and he lost his temper, and he yelled and screamed, and he now says that he has a plan. He wants to get the following people to speak on his behalf.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
He was going to do this during the murder trial.
Right.
He didn't have a chance. He's going to use this now when he's being deposed in the civil suit. Here are the people that Robert Blake has chosen to stand up for him.
Okay, to speak for him?
Yes.
Character witnesses.
Gavin McLeod.
The captain on the love boat. Mm-hmm.
Suzanne Pleshette.
Oh, who wouldn't want her?
Yeah.
And Lindsay Wagner.
the bionic
woman he likes so bad.
Wow.
Now, here is his thought.
Does he base this on friendships with them?
No, he's not friends. They are simply stars from TV shows in the 1970s.
Wow.
He thinks that they have some credibility. He says, now I'm going to quote him here from the LA Times. Robert Blake said, everybody loves celebrities. I want to bring the celebrities to my trial.
Uh-huh.
Would you come to the courthouse if it was just me? Or would you come to see the captain of the love boat?
Wow.
How about Bob Newhart's wife or the bionic woman? On a separate issue, Robert Blake gives his opinion about jurors.
Okay.
He says the ones who stay have an 85 IQ.
Oh.
And you know when Johnny Cochran stands up there and says, if it doesn't fit, you must acquit?
Uh-huh.
Everybody thought he was an idiot, but the jury digs that.
Yeah.
Because they're the people who go bowling.
Hey, you know, he dodged a bullet. He's not going to jail. So So he's now just completely out of control.
He needs the money. He needs the money.
It's easier to dodge a bullet if you're firing it.
He's a swinging daisy, and he's waiting to get the captain of the Love Boat to come say what a great guy he is.
Man, they go bowling. They don't know crap.
Renee Zellweger got married to Kenny Chesney. So
Homo.
Stop that about Kenny Chesney, at least for the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I always get this guy's name wrong. The guy that played Jesus, Jim
Caviezel.
Jim Caviezel. Since the Pope croaked, there's all these stories about him. He went to Rome for the funeral.
Uh-huh.
The guy that played Jesus in the movie.
Well, before he got cast as Jesus, he had a rap as a... he's like Mel Gibson. I think he's that segment of Catholicism that's almost radical.
Well, he thinks that he was friends with the Pope. He thinks that the Pope really liked him. And he has just told, I don't know who it is, we got some website. Anyway, he said the Pope had a great sense of humor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now here is the joke that he told the Pope. He says, on the many times that this guy used to meet with the Pope, according to him, he would tell the Pope Jesus jokes.
Right.
Okay, because the Pope was so cool.
Uh-huh.
So he says now, here's his quote. I say to the Pope, hey, Pope. It was great when he said, hey, Pope.
Yo, Pope.
I think Jesus was Italian. He didn't leave home till he was 30. He always hung out with the same 12 guys, and his mom thought he was God.
He told that joke to the Pope?
Yeah. Now he says...
Pretty daring to tell a joke to the Pope.
So he says... Now I think I've gone too far. So he says to the Pope, after he tells him this joke, are you mad at me? And the Pope says, no, I always believed Jesus was Polish.
Okay.
Right. Wah, 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 wah.
But wouldn't he have met the Pope when the Pope was at that shaky stage?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
So, you know.
Correct. Oh, and about shaky. Van Halen. You know things are bad with Van Halen when it's Michael Anthony that's coming out making the statements about what's happening with the group.
Oh, dear. The other guy's incapable.
So, you know, they started... The reunion tour, the Get Back Together tour, the Cher tour,
mm-hmm.
They've dropped that now. Michael Anthony says there's a reason that they're not going out on tour. This is Rolling Stone, and it's because Eddie won't stop drinking.
Oh, dear. Just like it was when they stopped the tour in the first place.
He says, I hate to talk smack about anybody in the band,
uh-huh.
but, you know, Eddie, he's still drinking and everything.
Oh, dear.
There were nights when Eddie was like on a roller coaster, you know, up and down. And if it was me, I'd like to see him totally clean up if we're going to take this thing further. Because, like, God, I could have gone all the way around the world with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, dude.
I'd love to see Van Halen get back together. Especially with Sammy Hagar. Like, the Eddie get back together.
Well, I mean, think they did.
It's just a shame.
The last time they got together, it was with Sammy Hagar.
But it lasted, what, 2 weeks or 3 weeks?
Well, he's telling you it's because Eddie's on the bottle.
Yeah, they were talking about Eddie would be just non-functional on stage.
I'd still pay money to see that.
Poor Valerie. You know, do the Brian.